All right, good tovach. Last week we did Shin Vav, we learned Siv Beis. Just want to revisit something that I mentioned at the end of the shiur last week. I found this week some more raid. Figured I would share it with the Elam before we move on. Really tonight I want to really accomplish Siv Gimel. But there was a Ramah at the end of Siv Beis that talked about a banoi, a contractor, shekibul alav lister ha-kaisel. He's makabel to break a kaisel v'shiba avonim oy hizikam oy hizik. The real gears is hizik. Chayv l'shalim. If while he was dismantling the wall, he ended up doing too good of a job and he broke the stones, or the stones fell and crashed and whatever, did damage somewhere else, hizik is chayv l'shalim. He says mitzad zev and nafam mitzad acher, but if he was dismantling the wall over here and then memela the wall crumbled on the other side, or the adjacent wall crumbled down, then he's part of a makmas hamaka is chayv. But if it was makmas hamaka, he'd be chayv. So the kasha was, the kasha Yamashe Shlomer brings down, we discussed, is what's the case, seisim mitzad zev and nafam mitzad acher, that he was breaking it, dismantling the wall on this side, v'nafam mitzad acher, and the other side fell down. And Yamashe Shlomer says that it's talking about where it actually fell down because of you. Because of this banoi, it fell down. Because it lost the support of the structure of having all four walls, I guess, holding each other, you remove one wall, now the rest of the structure is vulnerable that it could start to collapse. So it actually happened because of the person, but nevertheless, he's potter, and the Yamshir Tlem explains the reason why he's potter, because that's what the Baal HaBayis asked him to do. I did exactly what the Baal HaBayis wanted, so you can't have tainus on me. He told me to remove the wall, I removed the wall. I don't have to start supporting the other walls. If he wanted it, he should ask me for the support. It's not my headache. If it's Machmas HaMaka, he gave a too hard of a clap, and then cause damage on the other side, then he'd be chayiv. But if he just removed this wall and he did a proper job here, the fact that it was open and the rest crumbled, that he'd be potter on. That's the Yamshir Shleimer.
Why is that not considered an improper job? Because a professional would know how to knock something out without everything collapsing.
It didn't collapse right away. It collapsed maybe a year later, or maybe a month later, or maybe a day later. I don't know if he didn't tell, then it sounds like he's doing something wrong. But if he didn't do anything wrong, he just removed the wall like he was supposed to, and now because it lost, the structure lost its support from this wall, and that's why it collapsed, I'm not gonna be chayv. That's a Yamshir Shleimer. And we mudaik in the Yamshir Shleimer, that is, that vice says if I would have done the shaloi bishos, if you asked me to do it, he's talking about because he asked me to do it, so I did what you want. But had you not asked me to do it and I would do it, then I would taka b'chayv not only for the wall that I removed, but I would be chayv for the adjacent wall that collapsed later on as well. I'd be chayv. And we said it's a chuv smash dam like that as well. And Reish Tzadi Beis who says that. And we were bothered by that l'chayr, it should be only a grammar. Where's the garmi? It didn't have miyad. L'chayr should only be a grammar. Why it should be chayv? That was our kasha. We had another problem in the Yamshir Shleimer that we discussed, that the Rishonim say the case in the real gist in the Ramah is Oy Hizik, that the stones end up doing damage somewhere else. So, and on that, the Mechavi Lukhari makes a chilek, but they're going to be part of a chayv on that chilek as well, for a third party damage. So he said, Bishleim in the Yamshir Shleimer, where I'm talking about breaking your stones. So you told me to remove the wall, so you can't have a taina. I broke the adjacent wall. But now, if that second wall hits a third party's car, why am I not chayiv on that third party's car? The Yamshom is not answering that chelik b'chal. The Yamshom's own teretz is, it's klapi the hezek done to the second wall, is the Balaam's headache, because they just asked me to remove the wall. They wanted me to support that second wall, they should have asked me for that. Very nice. So that patters me on the wall. But if I caused the whole problem, so l'chayiv should be chayiv if that second wall does damage on the third party's car, let's say. Sorry? No, I'm telling you, the reason why I'm put in the second wall is not because Be'etzim, the Yamshom holds really, I should be chayv on the second wall. The only reason why I'm put is because I did what the Balaam asked me to do. So if they wanted support, they should support it themselves. I mean, it's not that the second wall wasn't Machmas my Maisa. It was Machmas my Maisa. Just, I did exactly what the Balaam to do, asked me to do. So how could they mon me for the money?
You got the
system to architect, the architect. The architect, with the okay. Guy, we're going to discuss, Belina, later on in the simon about architects. You follow Umin advice. And some... Okay, well, maybe we'll get... Sorry? Means in the Yamshir Shleimer's world, the Yamshir Shleimer holds that this is Adam Mamazik, and the only reason why I'm potter on the second wall is because that's what the Balaam asked me to do. But how does that potter me from the third party's car? And we were, by the way, L'chayr, it should only be Grama. L'may says, Baruch Shem, I saw the Aruch HaShulchan Grado, is meramiz it over here, but the Mechaber brings this very same halacha, the Ramah, in Shin Pei Dalet. Ramah brings it here, and the Mechaber brings it there. And over there in Shin Pei Dalet, the Aruch HaShulchan explains, mamish this word, not like the Yam Shalom. He says, the reason why you're potter, because it's only a grama. I remove this wall, this fact that the next wall collapsed is only a grama. If I do it makmas amaka, so it's a direct hit, the tremble of my maka caused the second wall to collapse, so then I'm going to be chayiv. It's other mamazek. But if I just remove the wall, a memela, it lost its support and came crumbling down the day later or whatever, sometime later. Zokter Archashuk and Yapatakos is only a groma. Mamish, that's how he tightens up the Ramah, not like the Yam Shoshoim. And you knew that? You didn't know that? I should have known, you shouldn't have known. I don't know. All right. Anyway, the kids. So for sure, you'd be on the third party. What's the lechayir should be pata because you only a grama. Lechayir, that's what it should be. Lechayir. Okay. Not all gromas are chayiv in Yisrael, but maybe we could talk about it. Not every groma is chayiv. But that's what. So okashugan taka mamish taiches up. The problem is, at the same time, I don't know what the Akashun does with this, but there is a Chuvus Harashba Mamish Faket. There's a Chuvus Harashba Faket like me. I mean, I know the Karagun, but Faket from me. That the Chuvus Harashba in Chela Gimel in Kuf Samach Dalet, and God the Ramah brings it down in Tov Tez Zayin. The case was that there was a war between Reuven and Shimon, and the war is already weak, and Shimon asked Reuven, do me a favor, let's remove this war, because I'm afraid this war is going to come tumbling down on me. And Reuven ignored him. I think it was actually Reuven's wall, and Reuven ignored him. And not only just he ignored him, but he started to punch holes in the wall to put beams, you know, a place that he could support beams. And after he made those holes, the day later, the wall crumbled down onto Shimon's roof, broke the roof, and then broke the caliph inside his house and did terrible damage. And now Shimon munned Reuven to a dintayra. And the Rashba paskind that Shimon is right, that Reuven was a pesheya for making those holes, and it caused the wall to crumble. And even though it crumbled later on, Dr. Rashi was Reuven is chayiv, because this is kizayik chetz. It's mamish chitzav. It's like he shot an arrow. It takes time to get there. But that's mamish other mamazak. He made the holes on this weak wall. You know that when you make holes on a weak wall, it's a pshia that it's very likely that you're going to cause the wall to tumble. And mamele was mechayivim. So you see that this is not considered a groma. This is considered an other mamazak. So
the chayiv. He did stuff to the act to a different wall.
Correct.
To the wall.
Yeah, but what, but how did the wall crumble? What happened was, the case of Rashi was, it's, let's say 10 feet up, I made holes in the wall to put a beam, and now, whatever was above 10 feet, from 10 to 20 feet up, the wall came crumbling down, because it lost its support on the 10-foot level, because I removed some stones there. And the Rashi holds that that's considered other mamazik. So even though it's only, it's the same wall, but it's, what, why did it cause it to crumble? Not because of the hakah, it's because it lost its support. It's not makuzaka. Makuzaka is the tremble. It's nothing to do with the tremble. He made a nice, neat cut out of stones. There was no tremble at all. He used the shamir, and it was mamish perfect, and it was it. But the problem was, is that it lost its support, and mamela, everything above 10 feet came crumbling down. So you say, l'choira, if you have two walls next to each other, supporting each other, you remove one, it's the same lundas. I just removed the support, and nevertheless, the Rashi holds. It is. It God is. It's not maybe the only support.
Put it this way, when if I'm building a house, I have to make sure that my house can support itself without your house. Right?
Yeah, but here the four walls are the same house. Right? And I asked you to remove one because that wall is weak, so you removed it. And then because of that, the second wall fell. But kids, it seems from the truth of Rashba that this is going to be chayvat odom mamazik. And Mamela. So it's not like the Aruch HaShulchan. So it is like the Yam Shishleim and the Marish Dam, but now we still have these problems, then I should now be chayiv on third-party damage. So we have a problem here. I got a saw, Baruch Hashem. Sorry? It does, because our gear says Hizikom, but it's a tois. And if you look in the early Defusim of the Ramah, it says, oh, Hizik. I know it's going on the same halakha, right? Shava avonim oizik oyizik. Now, how you say it's mitzadak of nomitzadak, and what happened? Look at the same thing. Shava avonim oizik. Look at
it. Well, the wall glass also destroyed his
kelim. In the Rashi's case, God, it also destroyed the kelim, and he's chayiv for those kelim that it destroyed as well. All right, but Kitza, I saw Rabbeinu Yonason. Rabbeinu Yonason, when he brings down this halacha, when he's a millennial, he says the reason why you're part of the year is because you're an oinus. A new svar, a third svar. Because you're an oinus. Because he shouldn't have entertained that by removing this wall, the other wall will collapse. He shouldn't have entertained that the second wall is relying on support of this wall. Mameli apotek is oinus. If it's makmas and makha yechayv, then explain why. I guess that's maybe a pshia, or that's more direct other mamazik. But here, which is, let's say, only al zgarmi, maybe, and you're not an other mood, you know, you're not mamish a pshia, you're only an oinus, I don't know. So therefore, you're potter. It needs a beer, but I'm just... Yeah, I don't know. I'm just telling you what he says. See, he comes up with a whole new heta. The heta is because oinus, like obvious case of oinus. He was oinus, shouldn't have known. A whole new case of oinus. It was makas a maka. What happened to your oinus? I don't know. So then it's direct adam mazak, adam loylam. We don't have a p'tur oinus. But this is just only, let's say, garmi. So here we will have a p'tur of oinus. And it needs a beer. But I'm just telling you, and the tashbat says the same thing. It says alt oinus. All right. I just felt that, you know, to be moist. Yeah, he was warned, so that makes him a pshia, let's say. And a konami, so that's the sift. That's what you have to do. Either get the owner to support it, or tell him that you're not a chray for it. Lemaisa, I asked, just from Messiah, I go on to Sif Gimel, I asked last week that the halacha is, if you chay for bar next to someone's wall, and mele the wall collapses, that many rishonim hold you only a grama and your pata. So Shiloh, and that's where I was coming from, that I know that halacha is chayfe bar, so then l'chayro, I thought that removing a wall should be the same thing. So now that we have a rash for l'chayro fakert, or a ramo actually in taf tezayin fakert, so now we have a stir stam shulchanor. In Hukas, niskei shkainim, it says yipot, and over here it says yikayv l'chayro, I mean, those rishonim. So we have a problem. Yes, I saw there's a truest imre yoshe in chaylik, don't remember, but with simchav aleph. The Imre Yoshe says, alright, the Imre Yoshe says, a chilek, that over there by a chayfa bar, you weren't doing the chafira in Yenim's wall. You're doing it on your own property. Mashenkin over here, where you remove Yenim's wall, so you have to be more, or the case of Rashva, where you made holes, I guess, I'm not sure, a shutfist take a wall, I'm not sure, it needs a beer, but you did directly to that wall, at least the wall that crumbles later on, you did a direct chafir to that wall, so then you're more chai. Imagine king, where you do it to the bar, and memela the wall falls, that should be different. And what would be this case? Right, there's a wall next to another. So is it more dumb to a bar, or is it more dumb to the rash? I mean, that's what type of a sra you were dealing with before. All right, let's move on, Rabbi said. Siv Gimel, really strong to accomplish tonight, Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is... A major Yisraelis take a sift, the many Rishonim and Pshatim. I'm going to try to, I guess, simplify to just give you two Shitas, the Mechayim and the Ramah, which is basically two Shitas Rishonim, the main Shitas Rishonim. It deals with, it's a bit troubling sift to swallow, but it deals with the fact that the Umin messed up. You hired an Umin to do something, and he messed up. He didn't do what you asked him to do. And the other Shaila is, what happens? Let's just give a practical example. You ask, you hire a builder, cost plus, and, yeah, Avi, hire a cost plus, and you gave him plans what to do. You want it to be a 6-bedroom house, and exactly this bedroom has to be you wanted your living room to be double story, and whatever your plans come, and he comes and he builds you a beautiful house, cost plus, but it wasn't the house you asked for. He mixed up the plans. He mixed up the plans, or he did what you did, but he used shoddy material. Let's say he did the roof, and you wanted a certain roof, and he decided to do, I don't know, save you money, I don't know, he got shoddy material, and he did something cheaper. It's not what you wanted, and so you have a house, it's livable, it's maybe the other person, someone else would have built this house, but this wasn't your dream house. Your dream house is still going to remain a dream. What actually was built is something else. So now the shaila is, what's the halacha? How much do you owe this umin or not? Could you deduct from his salary? Or... Yeah, what? Yeah? That if he does better. Yeah, okay. Oh, so that's the shayla. This is mamish yetapel on yel. If he does something different, does it automatically kick into the sugya of yerid? Like just like a yerid in a sada she'ena siyolita. I didn't ask him to do it, and he comes into my house. Let's say I have a piece of land on Ashley Avenue. I have a lot, and all of a sudden I come the next Shabbos and I see Avi built me a house on the lot. This is not the house that I asked for, right? So he has a din of a yerid, right? That might be a siyolita vezinich, but. Good, Metz Hashem, Asiyalita. But there's a whole sugya which we learned 2 years ago in Chinayin Hay of halachas that he'll get if a tzor yisera la shvach, he only gets the shvach, and if shvach yesa la tzor, he'll only get hoytzor. He gets tzyada la tachtoni. He gets the smaller amount. He'll get the value of the house versus his schar, what he's supposed to be paid. He'll get the lower amount. So the shayla is machlekes rishonim if that lumdis is applicable in this case. When the builder does something different, an umen does something different than what I asked him to do, is that the same halacha of yer letek sadash chaveru without permission?
Isn't it better to a certain degree because over here you actually ask him to do something?
Yeah, so it's also worse to a certain degree because I asked him to do this, not that. Right? Over there, he did. Maybe what he did is what I would have wanted to do if I would have known. But here I deliberately said X and he did Y.
Well, I have a custom to give the builder discretion to do things.
Okay, fine. That's not this case. So let's go through this here. If we're going to have to take it piece by piece. It's I'm going to try to make it simple. Just hold the question. We'll have to give a simple mashal as well, and we'll use those numbers throughout the whole sif. Let's just start the makama. Nosen temel letzava. You gave wool to a dyer, v'chdichasa yoyra, and he burnt the dye, memele, he ruined your baguette, it's not as pretty as it's supposed to have been, and he has to pay you for the meit simra, because he damaged your tzemer. Now, over there, he damaged your tzemer, there was no improvement at all, he burnt it, he ruined it, he's a pashra mazik, there was no shvach to begin with, it's a very simple halakha. Here comes the halakha we're talking about. Tzavikir, I asked him to dye this red, and he taka dyed it red. But instead of using proper dye, Rashi says he used what was b'shuleh hakedera, the sediment that's on the bottom of the paint or the dye. So it's shvacha dye. It doesn't dye as well. It doesn't dye as pretty. It's not as nice. The final product, I thought I was going to wear this bright red shirt. Everyone should know who I am. And it's dull red. It's not the right thing that I asked him to. I asked him to dye it red, and he made it black. I asked him to do it black, and he dyed it red. I asked a carpenter to build me a beautiful chair. And he made a shracha chair. It's an ugly chair. It's not good. He didn't even make me a chair. He made me a bench. I asked him to make a chair, and instead he makes me a bench. I asked to put a shram shrak, and instead he builds me an aron. It's something else. That's not what I was looking for. I was looking for... examples. Different examples. What's the halacha? So this is the shitas ha-machaba. Zot the machaba. The halacha is like a regular din of yerid. Am I shvach? Yes, I'll itzah. If the shvach is more than the itzah, noisim ba'ala kliyas itzah. I give him the itzah. Am I itzah? You say ala shvach, noisim leis a shvach bovad. It's a regular din, it's the same din like yerid shalei bershos. He did something which I didn't ask for. Memele has a din of a yerid, his yod ala tachtoina. Let's give numbers. These are numbers, by the way, the Yishami and the Rishonim. So the Maisi, till now the material was raw color, looked like mamish off the sheep. But for the market, a dyed garment that's black is worth more than a raw garment, raw material, right? So it went up in value. It didn't serve your purpose. You wanted red. You had a color scheme for your chasna should be red, and this is black. You're not going to be able to use it for this chasna. Good, but the Maisi Geret, he elevated the value of the garment. He improved the garment, right? He was mashbiach the garment, not the way you liked it, but he was mashbiach the garment. And it very well could be that black is even more valuable than red, right? Just you wanted red, so it could be that it was in the shvach yeselotzah. It came out more. Let's give it dollars and cents. Let's work with numbers. These are the numbers the Yishami and the Yishanim give. The tzemer was $5. The samamonim was $5. So now we're up to materials is $10. The price to pay a dyer to do this, he charges another $10. So now we're up to $20. And the final product should have been $25. So had all gone well, it would have been 25. I would have paid him his 10 that he had, that he needs for dyeing it. I have $10 worth of material here between the dye and the tzema. So 10 plus 10 is 20. And I would have profited at the end of the day another $5. It would have improved to 25. That's what should have gone. That's what should have happened. And it went wrong. This guy did the wrong color. He now did black instead of red. And now, like this, if, let's say, it went down and is his aitzah, let's just include his aitzah into the process. His aitzah, let's, for argument's sake, just start off, is 10, because that's the maisi yadayim that he has, is worth 10, because that's what he charges for his maisi yadayim. So, between the materials of 10 and his aitzah of 10, l'chayah should be 20. So, if the shvach is yes al aitzah, that is, that it's worth 21, so he'll still get his 10. He still deserves pay. Because, l'maisi geret, he improved the garment. The garment was worth 10 to begin with the materials. The tzema plus the samamonim is 10. And his schar is 10. And now it's worth more than 20. It's worth 21. So the shvach is yes, ala yitzah. I have to give him his 10, and I'm end up with a garment worth 21 instead of 25. That's shvach yes, ala yitzah. If it's only worth 19, so kumtois, yitzah is yisera ala shvach. His yitzah, that is, the 10 plus 10 is 20, and it's only worth 19, so come to say shvach, so I'm not going to give him his full 10. Why? Well, he doesn't deserve his full 10. There's only shvach here 9, so I'm not going to give him the full 10. So what I do is I only pay him 9. He's going to lose out. And if it's only worth 15, I only give him 5. And if it's only worth 10, I give him 0. I started out with 10. I didn't need him. I started out with 10. So if he did such a bad job with his kier, and it only is worth 10 right now, I'm still only... That's it. So it's his loss. I only give him 10. It's yoda la tachtoina. Shvach is yetzah la tzah. You give him his tzah. But if the tzah is yisera la shvach, he doesn't deserve his tzah. You only give him shvach. That's the shitas hamachaba.
Now we...
Exactly. And that's a problem. Not a problem, but that's what comes out. It's troubling that it comes out that he lost $4 and the Balabais has to eat it. Even though the woman was the one who botched up, the Balabais eats it. Had he done what he was supposed to do, it would be worth 25. And because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, it's only worth 21. He still gets his 10. He mamishes his gaval. He's lucky. He walks off like a bandit, gets his 10. And I'm the one who's stuck with a garment worth 21, or 20 for that matter, instead of 25. I know, but he batched. If he would have done what I wanted to do, I could have made a profit.
Again, you told him. He didn't. And he did, he said if he didn't do his job, then
he messed me up.
He didn't mess you up.
He did. If it wouldn't have been for you, I would have gotten someone else who would have done the right job, and I could sell it now for 25.
You didn't get a rebbe.
So, so he messed me up. Yeah. But he's the tzaddik. But he gets everything. That's a good one. Sorry? His choice, namely his maisi yadayim, is $10. That's what he did. He charged me $10 for his work. Right? We made up. I'm going to give him 10. If he does it right, he gets 10. That was the course plus, right? So that was the plus. I'm giving him 10. So he got that 10. And he gets that 10. Because it's rak yasal atzos. His maisi yadayim, we're going to get to it, but daval, yes, well, with his maisi yadayim is included in the yitzah. Now, l'chayah, it's troubling that he gets off like a bandit, he gets full pay, and I'm the one stuck, left with this garment, which is what I don't want. I don't want a black garment, I want a red garment. It doesn't have the value that I wanted, and he ends up very nice. And what makes it even more troubling is, we'll get to it, but at the end of the sif, it says, I can't even tell him, you know what, you messed me up, just keep the garment. And give me my $10 for my materials that I started off with. I can't even tell him that. I'm stuck with a garment that he didn't ask for, and I have to pay this guy like a tatala. He gets his 10, and I'm left with a...
See, he wants to pay the amount that it costs him to sell it. Let's say he sells it on eBay. It costs money to post it on eBay.
Right. So you have to know what the value is. When we've established what the value of the garment is, the garment...
No, let... it's not about the value of the garment.
I know, when we, well, tell me what it was when the chachila was 25, including eBay's price.
I was going to keep it. Oh,
you're going to keep it. All right, now you got to sell it off. And it costs you money to sell it. Okay, I hear the shayla. I don't know. I hear the shayla. That's the way what comes out. Now, truth be told, it's not exactly what I'm telling you. It's a bit less, and that is, When we say Haitzah includes a person's Maisi Adayim, Rashi, in a few places, Avodah Zarah, Rabbeinu Peretz says it in Bava Kamma, the Shach goes with it. When we call his Haitzah, we don't call his Haitzah his full price that he made up with me. The full price he made up with me is $10, is Beteris Kablonis, that includes his profit, we'll call it. But mitzad Maisi Yadayim, it wasn't a full 10. And they're trying to give a mashal that his Maisi Yadayim is only worth 5. For example, if he had to hire Mexican help to do the dying, he would only have paid 5 for that job. So why is he charging 10? Because he's a kablan. He's not charging for the hourly wage. He's charging because he's going to guarantee that it's going to work. He's being mashbiachit. So he gets a better pay. He's a umin. He's responsible, even though he's not so responsible, but yeah, he's responsible. He gets a better pay of a kablan of $10. So kumtois, when we talk about his Haitzah is not 10. The price I made up with him for his service was 10. For his service, he deserves 10. But if you want to know his Maisi Adayim, his hourly wage, what the hourly rate should be for dying a material, that's only 5. That's the mashal the Rishonim. So kumtois, just add the mashal. That is, $5 for the material, $5 for the dye, $5 to hire someone to do it, $5 for his plus, right? He has to make a profit. And then an extra $5 should have been the shvach, had it been all well. So that's what it adds up to 25. So it's 5 times 5. Those are 5 kolakim, each one is 5. Good. Those are that's the Rishonim's mashal. Zok to Rishonim over here, when we talk about shvach, yes, al hatzah, we're not talking about the whole hatzah of his 10. We're only talking about his 5. That means that if the item is worth 15, then he gets his 5 of Maisi Adayim. Because it's Shvach, which is just as much of his Haitzah. So he'll end up with his 5 for his Haitzah. But if the item is worth 16, he still only gets 5. Because his Haitzah is only for his Maisi Adayim. Shvach yes al Haitzah, and then I'll keep that extra one. So Chach, I made something. I didn't make what I wanted to make, but Chach, I'll get a dollar. If it's 17, I'll keep 2. If it's 18, I'll keep 3. 19, I'll keep 4. 20, I'll keep 5. Because his Haitzah is only the value of his Maisi Adayim, which is Kepokot Shebeschirim, and he only gets Kepoil. That's his 5. Zok Teshach. You can, that's when you got, so you hold copy here. From 10 to 10, I gotta be reimbursed, because that's my materials. From 10 to 15, he'll get it. Because that's for his Haitzah. That's his Maisi Adayim is Haitzah. From 15 to 20, I'll get, because that was the Shvach that was right to me to be had to begin with. Had he done the right job, I would have made $5 on this deal. So Mimela, I deserve to make $5, so I get from 15 to 20. What happens if it's worth 21?
He gets 21.
Let's say it's worth 25, better yet. It went from red to black, and it's worth the 25 it was supposed to be worth. Who's the he? The kablan. So that's what the Shach says. The Shach is machadish that the kablan will get that 5, that second 5, that last 5, because to the extent he's doing closer and closer to what he was supposed to be doing. So 21, he'll get his from 10 to 15 plus that extra 1, so he'll get 6. From 22, he'll get 7. Because you got your 5 already. You needed 5 from this. The Balabais needed 5 from this deal. He got his 5. He got from 15 to 20, he got his 5. After that, it goes back to the kablan. And then what happens if it's worth 26? The Balabais. So then now from 26 and up, goes back to the Balabais. The Bekitza. Whatever work the pile did is considered his Haitzah. It's his Maisi Adayim. That's like Karen. Just like the Balabais has to be reimbursed for his Karen, for his material, and for his Dai, the pile, the Umin has to be reimbursed for his Karen. That is Maisi Adayim of 5. After that, that's profit. Oh, profit, the Balabais needs his profit first. So profit, the Balabais was to get $5 of profit, so his 5 comes first. If the Balabais is finished with his 5, then the Umin could start making profit, his cost plus. Then he could start making his plus, his 5, till it's 25. Everything above 25 goes back to Balabais, because the Balabais is item. So if you ask for red, and you got black, and it's worth 50, Balabais will keep everything from 25 to 50. Gavaldi. But Rabbi said, it's still not geshmat. I mean, that is, just play it out. Let's say it's taka worth 25. It's worth the same thing. Red and black, they're all worth it. The jerseys are the same. Any color is the same. Maisa, I needed red, I didn't need black, right? So, at the end of the day, this Paul is going to get paid his full 10, like a tatala, and I'm stuck with a garment I don't want. What am I going to do with black? I have to now sell it. What am I going to do with it? It doesn't fit my color scheme, it doesn't work. I'm on the Giants and I need blue. This is not blue. It's not going to work. I need a different color. So that guy's going to, I've got to get a new jersey. What am I going to do now? A Yoyrid is two chalukim. First of all, Yoyrid, I can tell him, toil, etzecha vavenecha. And over here, the Mechaba ends off, I can't say toil, which is a big chiddush. I'm stuck with it. And second of all, a Yoyrid, lemaisa, came down without me asking him anything, right? So you talk on what he did might work for me. Here, I deliberately said red, and he did black. So he did what I didn't want to do. And had I gotten someone who was responsible, who would have done what I wanted, I would have had what I needed. So he messed me up. He really messed me up. And even 21, let's say. So it was only worth 21. So I'm going to get my 5, good. And he got his 6, but I didn't get what, again, I got the wrong garment. And if I only have, it's only worth 16, he's going to get his 5, and now I'm only going to get 1. It's really not, I can't say it. My Balavata Shakab says it's not fair. It doesn't really fit, so I'm going to do the Achren Wurzel much on this. But this Shita is the Shita of Rambam and Rashi. The Machab is paskening like Rambam and Rashi, and the Shach is just inserting into the Rambam and Rashi what we'll call it the spin of Rabbeinu Ochanan. If it's worth 8, then he's a mazik. Then he'll have to pay the due. He's a mazik. To the Balabais. Right, yeah, Shach Kesel Tzah, only get his Eitzah. But, so the Maisa Geret, what comes out here, this Shita, we'll call it the Rama Marashi Shita, it's the Machaba Shita, and I'm just inserting the Shach into it, that's how the Shach touches up the Machaba, which is really Rabbeinu Ochanan brought down in Taisin, the guy says Shri. Yeah. Maybe you think it didn't look. Maybe the Welt thinks it does look like a grandfather. I know. You have to go around. Okay. Oh, very good. So if the materials cost more, I didn't ask him to do that. I don't have to. You mean the owner. Correct. The owner. L'chayra, that's how it should have to come out. L'chayra. I couldn't talk about it on different tsiyurim. All right. That's what comes out. This is, like I said, this is a Shita of Rabbeinu Ochanan. I mean, it's Rambam and Rashi, but it's the spin of Rabbeinu Ochanan in Rambam and Rashi. Alright, that's what comes out of this Shita. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah argues, the Ramah says it's not a din of a sado, or like a yoyed. What is the halacha? Zok the Ramah. The words in Makab is the words in Rambam. Everyone says that he means that it's like a din of a yoyed. That's how they tie it up. That same formula. Yadol Daktoino, Shvach Yes Al Atzah, you get Atzah. Atzah, you say Al Shvach, you get the Shvach. Comes a... Who? That what? You get pockets?
Yeah,
by every year. Right, every year he also gets Atzah, and he gets Atzah, not a umin rate, but a pockets of the poyolim rate, an hourly rate. That's what you get, and that's considered Atzah. Yeah, that's the same. The Shvach says, that's the same dinner year. This is the same dinner year. Okay, that's the first Shita. We got this first sheet, and we can go on. Now let's try a second sheet. The second sheet is spin on this. Zok de Ramah. And the Ramah plugs the second sheet into the Makaba as if it's not even a machloikis. The Ramah is known to do this. The Shach says, God, the Shach says this many, many times throughout Chesh and Mishpat, that as long as you could tight the Makaba like the Ramah, means as long as the Ramah feels that you could stick into the Makaba, his Shita, he doesn't bother to tell you Yeshoimer. He just sticks it in as if you wouldn't even know the difference. It just works the way I want it to work, and it's fine. And it comes along the Ramah and says, Avadat Yadala Taktoina, Avadat the formula is Mishrach, yes, Allah, so you get a tzah, and a tzah, you say Allah, Shrach, you get Shrach. Oh, but how you reckon it? So the Ramah, Umasha, how you royalize Biach, what was Royal Ashbiak, that extra 5, had everything gone well, the Balabais would have made 5, right? It would have went up from 20 to 25. He would have paid 20, 10 for the materials and 10 for the pile. And he would have ended up with a $25 beged. So he would have made 5. Mashaya Royal Ashbiak, Iluloy Shina, he bechlal ha keren, vechashvin and ashvak vatsa beloize. What does he mean? He means like this. Since I deserve to make 5 on this deal, before you are going to see anything, you the Oman, before you're going to see anything, I got to recoup my keren. Now, you thought my keren was 10. You thought my keren was 10, it was 5, and the samanim was 5, so it was only worth 10. You're mistaken. My keren is 15. My keren includes my profit. I was supposed to make 5, that's keren. If the item is only worth 15, I tell you, have a nice day, and I keep the $15. Because I need to make 5 on this deal. I hired you to make 5. You can't mess me up. So my 5 starts earlier. And like the mechaba, my 5 starts only from 15 to 20. Whatever's above 15, because you, the pearl, have to chutz make your ma'isi yadayim, because that's your quote-unquote keren. Zakta Rama, no. My 5, what's right to be made, that shvach, that's like keren, that's like mitzema. That's a given. The second I hire you, I got to see that back. I got to see my 15. Mamela, up to 15 is mine. Above 15, then we'll start talking. Then I'll start giving. If it's 16, I'll give you. 17, I'll give. So when we talk about shvach, yes, aloitzah, atzah yisrael al-shvach, what's hatzah? Hatzah is 15. I gotta make the first 15. That's what it's all. That's caring. Now we wanna go above that? Fine. So if there's more, if there's track more. So if there's 16, you'll get 1. And to teach it better, the Rishonim say, Geshmaka teich. They talk like this. That with the 5 I'm supposed to deserve, the 5 I'm supposed to profit, that's already caring. So that's 15. So what's it all? Hatzah means, it's a santa teich. Hatzah means your whole 10 that you were supposed to get, that's considered a tzah. The whole 10 that you were supposed to get out of the deal, that's Hitzah. And Shvach is anything above that. So, touch it like this. 15 is now considered Keren. So if it's worth 20, so it was only 5 Shvach. That means it's $5 more than I need to cover for my Keren. So it's only $5 a Shvach. And your Hitzah is 10, because you were supposed to make 10 on this. You don't get your 10, you only get 5. Because it's all you sell the shvach, you only get your shvach. If it's worth 25, then it's equal, then you'll get your 10. If it's worth 30, then it's shvach yes al atzah. Because it's 15 shvach, because the first 15 is keren. From 15 to 30 is shvach. So the 15 is shvach, and it's worth, and your atzah is only 10. So it's a shvach yes al atzah, and then you'll get your 10. Bekitzah, they teach it slightly different. Atzah now means not kapoil batu, like your kapoil, like a schir yoim, but it means your full amount that I was master with you, the katsitsa that I had with you. But in practical terms, in dollars and cents, it means that I have to be covered, my 5 of shvach, immediately, before we even reckon with you. So I get from 10 to 15, and then from 15 on to 25, you'll get, and from 25 thereafter, I'll get. Oh, that's the $1 million kasha. That's the nesivis. That's beautiful. It means like the shita, that the 5 is guaranteed. I gotta make my 5. What would be if I can't even make my 5? It's not even worth 15. You messed me up so bad, it's only worth 12. You'd use kier, shvachadai. It's not even worth 15. Now do you have to pay me my 3 or not? That's the shaila. So now, just... Right, correct. Maybe a mazik on that 3. Sorry? Oh, that's only Menisa Reva because only Grama. So Shaila, but you see that the remote teaches this as if it's Karen. So Shaila is, what will be? So,
Dako,
sorry, what?
If I don't want it to sell, I want it to my cousin.
You want it for Kozki?
Then he's a mazik.
A mazik on the materials. You want to get him even for the first 10. And what? He'll just keep the item. Okay, we'll have to see the end of the makaba. But so the shaila is like this. So zok to rishonim, and the rishonim bavon toises in the rush. So why is this different in the case of yared? L'chayra than Rambam and Rashi hold it's yared shalei b'shus. Why? Because what he was supposed to do, he didn't do. So that he did messed up. So now he did something else. He did something that I didn't unsolicited. That didn't answer. So it should be like a yared shalei b'shus. Why is this worse? Zok to rush. His lashon is, "Kamashah yaasid lashpiach chashav kilu kvar hishbiach." It's as if it's already here. The shvach, v'umen shepasha v'shina chayv l'shalom haloya koyel. He was a pasha v'shina, memeli is chayv to pay. Whatever I made up with him that there was supposed to be shvach, it's as if the shvach already was here. By Yoichel Abishus, I never made up with him anything. We don't reckon that the shvach is already here. By here with this woman, I told him I want red. I want it to be worth 25. I want $5 worth of profit. That's what we made up. It's as if the shvach is already here, and if you change that, your pasheya, you're going to be chayiv to pay for any hezek or any hefset that has because of your change.
When you make a halacha like that, it's like not even, not exactly.
So how do you understand it? Okay. So the Nesiva suggests the following pshat. Nesiva is marshals a beautiful halacha. There's halacha that if I hire a farmer to plow a field in Ebevele Avid and he doesn't do it, he's chayv to pay me for the minias harevach. He's chayv to pay me because I made up with him he's going to do this the field, he was supposed to do the job. And then I come to him, it's already February, and I see they did nothing here. And now it's too late to plow, because if I plow and I plant, it's not going to happen. I lost the season. Because I lost a whole year's worth of crops. The halach is, he has to pay me. Why does he have to pay me? Oh, another case of the Gemara. Yayin Bezol Shofet. I hired him to go buy wine cheap. And he didn't buy the wine cheap. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. And now it's too late. I lost the sale. There was a sale going on. I sent you to buy something on that sale so I could take and flip. And you didn't do it. The Gemara says, Yechayv. Yechayv to pay me for that minias hareva. Why you have to pay me? Zokta Nesiv, it's Arvis. I relied on you. I could have done it myself or got someone else to do it. I relied on you. You told me, you maftik me, you're going to do it. So it's like a sure, it's in the bag. I know that's going to happen. So I relied on you that you're going to plow my field. I relied on you, you're going to buy the wine. I relied on you, you're going to dye my baguette properly. I knew I was going to have it. And you messed up, so you have out Arvis on that revach that I could have made. And if you don't want to do it, you should have told me you don't want to do what I wanted. I would have hired someone else. I was relying on you. That arvis causes you a chiv to pay for kilo like was mitzi mom and I mean, I gave it to you. I trusted you with this project, with this profit, and I shouldn't have trusted you. I should have given it to someone else. Because I relied on you, you chayv al arvis. Arvis might not need a kinyan. Marshal, if I tell you, go lend Reuven money, and you can trust me, I'll be an Arif. I'm Chayv al Tarvis. Because you were Meitzi Mamun Alpi. Here too, I was Meitzi Mamun Alpicha. I relied on you. I gave and trusted you with the material. I entrusted you with the field. I entrusted you with my money to buy the wine. I entrusted you. So I was Meitzi Mamun Alpi. So now you're Chayv al Tarvis.
Why would Arvis work exactly in that case? I don't see it. Because I didn't do a loan. I gave money out. So now I'm a Chayv for that money. I just told you to do something. You just didn't do what I told you. Exactly like a loan.
No,
I mean, it's not exactly the same.
Okay, we'll discuss it. Let me just flesh it out. So that's the Nesiva Tashita. Zok the Nesiva is, like this, it should come out, that if it's not even worth 15, if it's worth 12, you're going to be chayiv. You'll have to pay me the extra 3. I relied on you. I need to have 15 here. I have to see 15. I have to make $5 profit here. You mess me up, you're going to have to pay. I'll tell you this. You're going to have to pay me. So as you said, you're allowed to pay me. And granted, the Lashon HaRosh is very geshmak like that. Because the Lashon HaRosh is, V'umun Shaposha V'shina Chayv L'Shalim L'Yakoyl. It's not just I deduct. He's Chayv L'Shalim. He has to actually pay me. Chayv L'Shalim L'Yakoyl. He has to pay me for everything. It sounds shtickle like the Nesivis. The problem is, the Ma'aseh says, no one says it. And everyone only brings it down out. You know, the cheshbon of being menake and the haitzah, you say, Alashvak, and Shvak, you say, haitzah. No one talks about what happens if it's worth less than 15. No one talks about that case.
It's just,
sorry?
Somebody
if he does it for free. But I rely on him, the same thing? Yeah, Lukhari, the same thing. The Ulam HaMishpat argues with the Nesivis, and he says that it's not true, because that whole case of Ayvav La'avid, the whole cup is a geshmak. Ayvav La'avid is only if you messed up Bemezid. You were lazy, you didn't plow my field. Or you were lazy, you didn't buy me the wine. But over here, he said the person was amazed. He was a shaygik. He thought he was doing something like Tevis HaBailim. He thought he was helping the Bailim out. He thought black is a prettier color. It'll be better for the Bailim. Maybe he'll save on the tzah. Safsura, the Rishonim say, is more durable chair, just not as nice. So it might be a better chair for the person. Some builders I know, when they build a house, they decide to help you and they'll build an attic up and they'll build things. They do good things for you. So now he meant to be good, but let's say something that he did might have not been good. I don't want an attic up or whatever it is. Some builders are very nice. But he was doing it, and he quotes, really it's a Gemara, he quotes the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah that says that the person's considered a shoygeg. Really it's a Gemara Bava Kamma. But Gemara Bava Kamma says it's considered a shoygeg. So he says, by a shaygeg, how could you fault a guy? How could you be mechayv the guy if he's only a shaygeg? Remember Rabbi Sai, the halacha was before, by Umman Kadim B'Shvakli, the case was that he took Eitzim and he built it into a chair and then he broke the chair. So if you hold Umman Kadim B'Shvakli, he's only chayv for the Eitzim. He's even chayev for the shvach, right? But let's just play this out. If you hold umen koinim b'shvach kli, he only has to pay you for the eitzim. Frek to ulam ha-mishpot, if the nesivis would be right, da'amei hachi that the shvach belongs to the umen and he wasn't mazik, the balabayis, the balakli's shvach. But he should be chayev as the arvis that the balabayis thought that he's going to have a cheer. He thought he's going to have shvach. He's giving wood and he's going to have a cheer. And he's going to have shvach. And I was menei the bailam from that shvach. So be mechayev him. He should be chayev for the same way he's chayev here like the nesivis. For masheroi lashbiach, he should be chayev on every woman that does damage. The woman kind of a shakli, that's part of, he should chayev, the zayin is part of because the shakha says, but he should be chayev for the roi lashbiach. On that chalek, elamai you see that as long as the woman is trying to do his job, you can't get him al zadinim avayv avalayavim. That's the ulam ha-mishpitz taina. And the Divrei Chaim argues with the Nesivis. The Akronim talk about these cases. The person was never mitzi mamon al pib, the shamish, but they talk about these cases. Why? I know, but I gave you wood, and I thought I was going to have shvach here, right? And what about the case of the doy? The same thing with a doy, right? You want to buy, let's say you hold them in. Well, by doy, got the Achrayim talk about. But there is a case that if the doy belonged to the umin, he would have a dinner umin kun drakli even when he doys the item, right? And he doyed the wrong doy. He used the doy, right? He used his own sakir some among him. He used his own doy and he doyed the wrong doy. But the Achrayim should have the dinner umin kun drakli. And it comes along the Ramah, like the Nesivis' Ramah says that he's chayv masharoy lashbiach as if it's can because of the din of arvis. L'chayra, if you have arvis here, you should have arvis there. As a fact, ulam ha-mishpat. The Divrei Chaim argues for a different reason. Chaim says, if you look in the Sugya of Yayin Zal Shofet, you see that Rav Rishayim say that the only reason why you chayv is you had a t'nai b'feirish. We made up that if you don't, you're not going to have to pay me. If you don't buy the wine, you're going to have to pay me. If you don't plow my field, you're going to have to pay me. But minastam, we don't kick in an arvis. Here, I never made up with the umin lahedya that if you don't do the call I want you to do, you're going to be chayv. Never entertained that's going to happen. So how could you have a din arvis? As a fact, Mamela, they argue with the Nesivis is Prat. Granted, there's a Maram, what is it? I think Kazis it's called. It's a Kadwin. He grabbed it in Bava Kama, says Lehedya, not like the Nesivis, says Lehedya, if it's worth 14, let's say, he will not be Chayiv Al Tzmazik. You only could deduct it out of his what he deserved to be paid. But you're not going to be Mechayiv Al Tzmazik. Even in the Shita, you will not be Chayiv Al Tzmazik for Masharoy Lashbiak that didn't pan out. You won't get that. Not like the Nesivis. Sivis tries to much and tries to say, he backs off and says, maybe Taki won't be Chayiv Al Tzmazik on that Chelek. Only, like sort of, he's vacillates. He's at the end of the day, the Nesivis is suffic on this. Alright. Taisis is Mechalik a different, or maybe this is what the Rosh meant. Taisis says, what's the Chelek between why over here he's Chayiv on the Shvach, Mashareel, Ashbir, and not by a regular case of Yerid? Taisis says two reasons. One is, it's Kiilu Kain Hisna Imoi. Which maybe is like a Luang the Rush type of Svarah, the Nesivis type of Svarah, that it's as if we made this tonight, it's a built-in, it's understood that I'm relying on you, and we should have the tonight. Maybe not as vite as the Nesivis took it, that you be chayv at mazik masharei lajmiach, but at least, I have to be covered my shvach before you get your haitzais. That's one pshat that Taisis. And the other pshat that Taisis says, that it's a knas. The knas whom mishum deshina mimash atzivalois, so Chazal created such a knas, and memela, that's why I have to be reimbursed, I have to have my guaranteed revah before the poel gets anything. Sorry? Oh, I don't know. That type of knas, I don't know. Azaykum Tois, and when you talk about what happens if the poel had his own haitzayis, so there, the Tzman, the Ksei Sei Lahedya, that in this sheet of the Ramah, I need to make my five even before he gets back, not only his Maizadan, even before he gets back his own die. Like he used a different die and he wanted, he doesn't get anything. I have to make my profit before I give him even for his Eitzais. Because my profit is considered already Karen. That's what he wants. Alright. Good. We got to show. Now we have two sheetas. This sheet is the sheetas of Taisis, the sheetas of Rosh. We have two sheetas. The first sheetah holds that as a regular dinner yoyrid, and yada la taktaina. The second sheet is that my shvach, I deserve to get reimbursed first. I need to have my shvach, and above that, then who get his zaitzais? Factory. Well, that's the chiluk between this and yared. Is of course a knas or kilu kain his neimah. So it's worse than yared. It's Muhammad than yared. I made up with him, so mameila, I have to be guaranteed my shvach before he gets a tzais. Frek tzaisis on his elf. How could this pshat work? Bishlam, in the case we change colors from red to black, it's possible black is worth more than red, and it's possible red's worth more than black. So shaykh had a case with the shvach is yes alay tzah. Shvach is atzah in tzaisis means that it's worth at least 25, or it's more than 25. His tzaisah is what he deserves to get paid, his 10. And my shvach is my shvach of 5 is already considered karen, so it means I need 25. So shvach is atzah means it's from 15 to 25, it's worth 26, so it's worth 11 more than the base, than the karen, which is more than his tzaisah, which is only 10. Because the shvach is atzah means it has to be worth more than what I contracted him out to do to begin with. So bishlam, you change colors from red to black, it's shaykh, maybe that color is worth more. But when you use kiyur, a shvach adai, how is it shaykh that a shvach adai item is worth more than a good adai item? It doesn't work. Doesn't? Tai says bishlam, but a case of kisei ra, I could tell you that he created a not nice chair, but it was more durable. So he says, out of that, you could say that it's worth more, it has a more value because it's going to last longer. But when he used the dye, the sediment on the bottom, he used worse dye, how's the chayek by that case of kiyah that the shvach is yasalotzah? That's effect taisis. Mamela taisis doesn't like the pshat. He's sort of stuck there that doesn't work, the pshat. And here comes the Rosh, and says the Pshat, and the Tur, and the Ramah, and they all say the Pshat, and they're going on the case of Kir as well. This halakha, he just plugs into the Mechaber, this halakha. So the $1 million kasha is, how does this work? How is it shaykh to have the Ramah's halakha? How is it shaykh to have this formula of Shvach Yes Alaytza, in the case we dyed it with Shvach Adai, with Kir? The case is, Zakta Mechaber, case of Kiyah, which is the case of the Gemara, right? Yeah, on that, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. So how is the Shayek? Ooh, Gavaldik. So, and for the Sma, Geshmak. Zakta Sma, the Teretz is that Bintayim, the price went up. You know how it's worth, really, a good item, a good dyed item is 25, and a bad dyed item, let's say, is worth only 20. But the price of dyed items, jerseys went up. So now it's worth 26. So you can have a case that even if you use shvach adai, but it's shvach yes al atzah because it's worth 26. What I contracted you to do would only have been 25.
Now, but my suggest, if I would have done the right thing if I'd run up, it would have been 30. But Dr. Sma, that's already enough because the price went up. I think I need to Sma. The spirit went down, then the whole item went down. But he didn't, I used your semi. Uh-oh, there we go, that's the secret test. One second, jumping, we have to go out, give him a comment to the two to your turn. So the first test is the Sma. Jumps the Shach and the Sma and says that can't be. Because what type of story is that? You made Shach because it went up. If you would have done the right thing, it would have gone up even more. So you can't find out that Shach has a lot of. He argued with the Sma. It's correct. That's the Makoykis. Sma says you go past it tonight. I just have to cover your tanai. Your tanai is too new that you're going to make $5 on it, get a kilo hisno, knas chachamim, you'll get your 5. The fact that it went up, I have to be paid. Dr. Shach, that's not fair. If you would have done the right thing, it went up even more. So you can't handle like that. The Maisa Gered is the Taisa Shant and the Sheikh of Mekabeth, the Mamish does the same thing. When on Taisa's cash, when he has it, says the tanai, the third of tanai says that the price went up. And then at the end he says, me, it's very modern that we should go bust the Tanai. Who cares if the Tanai was only worth 5? But he means Lukai to ask the Shach Kasha. Had you done the right thing, it would have been even worth more. So Manela, Lukai falls away from that parrot. I just want to be mindful that even in the Sma, that he holds that when the price goes up, it's considered Shrakis all the time, the poll has to be paid. I would venture to say that that only if the Shvat goes up before he actually did the dying. From the time I made the Tanai until he died it went up, so when he was dying it, he was Majbiyakit in a way that the Shvat, yes, Allah saw. The Lashon of the Shan says that it went up after the Tanai. He looked like right after the Tanai it went up. But if at the time that he was died it, it didn't go up yet, and it was not Shvat yet, so it was Tehel HaShvat, and then it went up later on, why should he deserve the Shvat that's done for my item? He doesn't own my item. It's my jersey that went up in price. It's my yukra. What does that yukra have to do with him? This one, when he died, if he's much vehicle like that, he could hear it. But if when he died, it wasn't worth that. It was worth less. It was a tzay sale of that. And later on, it was yukra. But sorry, that he shouldn't deserve to get paid. The ma'aseh is a ma'asham. The story is not like me. There's a lepute 15 ma'asham above a tama. He makes the cheshvin. And he wanted to tell him that my flag is not shot, and you see clearly that he learned in the Sana that even if it goes up after the person already died, it that also counts as if it's shot as also. And I don't understand, but that's for my side, that's my sham. Good, but then that's one tariff. The second tariff is in the Sita, the Yuma Kapintu. And the Sita says, yeah, he was used to die here, but here die is worthless. Worthless. So let's. Our question was, it was worth 5 for the Tema, 5 for the die, and it was also worth, and 10 for his labor, and it was supposed to be worth 25. So instead of use Shvacha die, let's say the die is only worth 2, and now instead of being worth 22, it's worth 23. Had he used a $5 die, it would have been worth 25. And he used a $2 die, and it was worth 23. For a $5 die worth 25, there's only profit of 5. For a $2 die, now it should be worth 17, right? If you take the material of 5 and the $2 for the die and 10 for his labor, the total 17, and now it's worth 23. So it's $6 a profit. You can have a case of Shvach Yesalei Tzah when by using the cheaper die, but it has more Shvach, even though it's not as valuable as a $25 item, it's only 23, but there's more Shvach vis-a-vis. By using the cheaper dye than using the more expensive dye. And maybe have a case, a Shvach Yesalei Tzah, and that's why they rushed to the Ramah. That's why we're able to bring down this halakha and plug this halakha into the Makaba. All right, Rabbi, this is structure. We have to do the end of the Makaba. We'll save it for next week. But the Makwekas, we train him, the Makaba passes like the Rambam and Rashi, and the Ramah passes like Taisus and the Rosh, or Taisus might have fall back, but like the Rosh Hashita. How we passing? The Shah goes with the Makaba, and then the Tzivis goes with the Ramah. So at the end of the day, you anyway have a Makwekis, how we pass him. So the Makwekis will not, because actually it's not just the Shah, the Yom Tshuva, and the Goin is nicer like the Makaba, but the Tzivis goes with the Ramah. So at the end of the day, they take the Goin up, it's going to be a stake at the Dina. So the Koya Mukhtik should win, whereas it's Mukhtik to time the kindling. And the Koya, the Balavayat usually is what? Oh, you mean because he has items? The woman will win. He won't have to give back the item until you give him his at least kisir yoim of the $5 before he can give you your shot. All right, Rabbi Sai. Hakot Shavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.